AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. They ran the serial number, and the gun used to kill a young woman in San Francisco belongs to a federal agent. That's what a law enforcement official is telling us. A Mexican man who's been deported five times in the past says he found the gun and it went off in his hands. This case has set off a firestorm of criticism from the left and the right. Lawmakers are wondering why the suspect, who had several felony convictions and an outstanding drug warrant, wasn't behind bars. Senator Ron Johnson chairs the Homeland Security Committee.
There was another criminal warrant, but he was released into general society to create a murder or to commit a murder. I mean, does that make any sense to you? Because I'll tell you, it doesn't make any sense to the American public.
Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder and is in jail, bail set at $5 million. Students at the University of Maryland in Baltimore are being advised to be careful this morning after three people were shot dead near the school last night. Two gunmen, each in a van, pulled over near a group of people, got out and started firing, according to the school. No word on any arrests. The Army is cutting 40,000 troops and personnel. USA Today is reporting the cuts may hit 30 military bases. Our Sandy Kozel says not all of those losing their jobs will be military men and women.
An additional 17,000 Army civilian employees would be laid off under the plan officials intend to announce this week. The Army would have 450,000 soldiers under this plan by September 30th, 2017, the end of the 2017 budget year. The document obtained by the paper says the reduction is due to budget constraints.
This morning, bankrupt Greece put in its request for financial aid from Europe's bailout fund. European markets opened higher this morning. Dow futures were down. This is AP Radio News. Now to bad manners in the theater. AP correspondent Warren Levinson is in New York.
Just before Thursday night's performance of the play Hand to God on Broadway, a patron climbed up onto the stage and tried to plug his mobile phone into an outlet on the set. You could think of it as the most bizarre breach of theater etiquette ever, or if you were the set designer, Beowulf Borat, you could take it as a compliment to the realism of your work.
Apparently, that's what I have to hold it to. A couple of people have said, thank God there wasn't a toilet on the set or we would have really been in trouble.
At any rate, there was no power to the outlet. The theater staff was so stunned, they gave the guy back his phone instead of confiscating it. Warren Levinson, New York.
Do you have an absolute right to privacy? The answer is no, according to the FBI director and other federal law enforcement officials who will go before Congress this morning to argue that the encryption on phones and computers is making it harder for them to catch criminals and terrorists. They're especially concerned about Islamic State militants. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.